Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Karen, otherwise known as Karungari Mungai, is a Kenyan R&B vocalist and songwriter who's been doing her thing for a while. As a solo musician, she's made music that's blown me away over the years, and today I'm reviewing her EP titled Catch a Vibe, which is only, I think, maybe a week or so old. And I really wanted to do a review for this one because she's been one of my favorite artists for quite some time. So why not do it? Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. And of course, if you love what we do right here, do head over to motomotomusic.com. That's the website. You'll find, I think, 124 or 125 other album reviews. And you also get the Motomoto podcast on there. So it's worth checking out. There's also a donation button, top right hand corner. If you support what we do, it keeps the lights on. Otherwise, let's do this music thing. Karen, Catch a Vibe EP.
The latest African album review is
Catch a Vibe EP was released on March 26th, 2021 under Karen Music. It has 7 tracks, 19 minute runtime, 5 features, 4 producer placements that include Karen herself on the intro, Higo, Mombru, and Lemav. Mixing mastering was done by Alec Ness and Greg Reason.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The intro is a wonderful 1 minute, 1:11 a cappella with Karen flexing her vocal prowess, taking on multiple roles in the composition. If you didn't know what Karen is about, this intro will whet your appetite and make you want to know more about the music. Pads starts off with the heavy keys, providing the lead melody before the dancehall kick, two kick and snare comes in, and the vocals are still super soulful, especially for a dancehall kind of feel, and that isn't a surprise. I mean, this song features Botswana star Paul Sabina and the Nigerian talent of producer Higo, and it's such a vibe. You'll be quite disciplined not to hit the rewind button. I probably listened to this song 3, 4, maybe 5 times before I actually moved on to the next track, and that's how much it resonated with me. But Karen herself was just vocally right up there, and it made the song what it was, giving it a unique identity that Karen has become synonymous with. Much in the same fashion, Just Friends featuring producer Mombru and Kahush. I don't know if it's Kahush or Kahush. I don't know. I think it's Kahush. This song also has that dancehall vibe to it, and I'm really attracted to it. And I also assume many of you will as well. But at the same time, that sound and Karen's voice, bruh, next level. That's all I can say. Here With Me is next up and picks up the tempo a fair bit with top tier guitar strums throughout the song. And once again, it features the talents of Nigerian producer Higo. It is a hard one to describe genre wise without calling it an Afropop fusion of some sort. That gray area of music is one I personally love and appreciate because there's no limits to this, just good vibes. And we've gone from, you know, music where, not necessarily completely, but a time where everything was super defined. If you're a hip hop artist, you're a hip hop artist. If you're an R&B artist, you're an R&B artist. So your beats had to be the same, you know, things like that. But now, not anymore. You also get songs, you know, such as I Know and the title track itself, Catch a Vibe. These songs have done amazing in the last year and given us a sneak peek into this EP. I can assure you, she stays on course and gives us even more.
Album review.
the technical side of things.
The themes on Catch a Vibe are really centered around love and relationships and those unique feelings you experience within that realm. This also gives you a look into her penship. Karen is fantastic at finding your heart in words and then turning that into an unforgettable melody. She's been doing that for years, even before going solo, and now with much more music from her, it feels as if we are really starting to connect with her even more intimately. The work she's putting in, I see it, and she's working really hard. The features on Catch a Vibe are rather interesting, and an excellent selection at that. I found a new appreciation for Kenya's Kahash's authentic take on hip-hop. Man's got unique style, honestly. I'll be listening to more music from him. For Karen, getting to work with Xenia Manase as well is a fabulous endorsement of Xenia's talent and a wonderful show of camaraderie as some of the best Kenyan female singers in the industry. And these are like the top tier musicians, right? Karen's voice itself and style are made for serenading. I'm thinking patio season, chilling by yourself, with your family or with friends, out there brying or barbecuing, whatever you call it, in the early evening with drinks and great conversation chatting away. She could really carry you for hours in that realm, and you wouldn't see where time went. On the flip side, you could be in bed on a, I don't know, Sunday morning or Saturday night, since we're mostly indoors out here, and you're just listening to that music, I don't know, maybe thinking of your crush or the person you're dating, or maybe an ex too, something like that, but you know, it's all up to you. The level of appreciation I have for the sonic levels here is not something I'd miss an opportunity to tell everybody. From the composition standpoint, more like the album flow really, that sequencing. Every song occupies a unique spot in giving the tracklist a certain fullness. The same way every organ in the body is there for a reason, and every instrument is there to make up the final sound that you hear on a song, this is how the songs fit to make Catch a Vibe the EP it is. You go from the first track to the second track to the third track, right up to the seventh track, and you're just going, wow, wow, wow. That was my reaction, honestly.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
There aren't many projects that perfectly encapsulate the true feeling of the music like Catch a Vibe does. Karen does an excellent job of really creating a sound that reinforces the beauty of her R&B soul type vocals while capturing the vibey music that is youthful sonically but with a maturity level that shows experience and poise. The music has longevity and it's also groovy, so you could totally like put it while having a good time with people around. Only Karen can do that, and okay, this is the best Kenyan project I've heard this year, hands down. Granted, we're in the fourth month, but that's still a fairly long time because there are a lot of projects that have come out, and this one is head and shoulders my favorite, easily. This will be a hard project to match across the African continent and even the world over. The standard that's set here is epic, absolutely epic. If I had it my way, Karen should be working with the likes of your, I don't know, Beyoncé's, Drake, and crew. I don't know if she has or she hasn't, but I just think that's where she belongs. She's an upper echelon musician in all regards and deserves her flowers because she is a true talent that has stood the test of time and still young and still going anyway, which is amazing. Yeah, just listen to this EP, Catch a Vibe by Karen, and prepare to be wild, because this is Kenyan music at its best. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.